Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Whether you're looking to start a career with no student loans or change careers to land one of the happiest jobs in the world, yep, that's construction, Build Mississippi can help. Visit buildmississippi.com to learn why a career in the trades deserves another look. buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting.
You're listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Michael Borky.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Thursday night. My name is Michael Borky. Appreciate you being here after Ole Miss gets dominated in basketball last night by Auburn. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later. There's something wrong with this basketball team right now. Losing to Auburn in and of itself is, it means nothing, really. It impacts you not at all. It was the freest of free shots. Despite that, you guys have watched them play really since the Kentucky game and really since the first half of the Kentucky game. And something's just not quite right with this basketball team. So we'll talk about that after I bring you my conversation with Ole Miss Athletic Director Keith Carter. Short amount of time, unfortunately, did not have as long as I was hoping to with him. Got about 10 minutes, though, and it's a really good conversation centered around the new suites that they announced, the millionaire suites, the decision to monetize the Grove, stuff like that. And it's quick, but it's very informative with the athletic director at Ole Miss. So I'll play that for you, and then we will talk a little basketball, and then we'll get out of here on this Thursday night. Again, my name is Michael Borky. I'm glad that you are here. Don't forget to subscribe if you have not already. Wherever you get your podcast, just search Rebel Report. Subscribe and leave a rating and a review. In this edition and every edition of the show is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm. He's in Fulton, but he can take care of you anywhere. And if you're a small business owner and you need some legal advice, he's got you covered at 662-397-9799, 662-397-9799. Small business owners, or if you want to start a small business, DJ Gregory can help you cross your legal T's and dot your legal I's. Also, personal injury. If you've been personally injured, don't waste another second. Call DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm today at 662-397-9799. So, here that is now. Especially for you podcast listeners, I think you'll enjoy this one. But it's a 10-minute one-on-one with Ole Miss Athletic Director Keith Carter. I had to cut off the first question because I had to keep the clip under 10 minutes. I'm asking him about the new suites, the founder suites, I guess is what they're called. Maybe I got that name wrong. But the millionaire suites that they're building on top of the press box. So he's answering a question about that. That's how this starts. Enjoy this conversation.
You know, we're excited about the founder suites. Obviously, the price tag is a high one. But you know, as we all know, we're tasked in this new world of college athletics of finding new revenue streams and doing those types of things. And you know, we didn't just put this out without having some conversations before and some personal conversations with donors and kind of gauged interest and those type of things in advance as well and got a lot of interest. And so we're kind of putting it out to the masses now. We received, I think, about 150 inquiries on that. And, you know, not all of those will be able to probably, you know, end up doing something like this. But we felt like there was a significant number of serious inquiries that we're certainly going to follow up with. But, we think that the suites will be really nice. Obviously, you look around our conference, we've seen a lot of schools that have done similar concepts with, really nice founder suites and done some really cool things. So, we'll see how it all shakes out. We're in the process of designing. Actually had a meeting today about that, and we're excited about the project for sure.
And they're going, are they directly on top of the existing press box, or is it an internal renovation to the existing press box?
So these will actually go on top of the west side press box area, and it'll be 10 founder suites. Obviously, they'll have their own amenities up there and check with our athletics foundation on some of those. But, you know, the other part of this is that, you know, we were needing to do some renovations over on the west side anyway, some new elevators and, you know, renovating, enhancing some things there. We'll create more structure on each side of the the west side as far as ingress and egress with stairwells and new elevator shafts and those type of things. So some of this is kind of some deferred maintenance that will be a part of the project, but obviously the big part of it are the suites on top of the west side.
So you mentioned it a second ago, that this new era in college athletics and the having to find new revenue streams. But let's start with something that you addressed in the Grove, monetizing the Grove statement about internal cuts that you're making. So let's start there. What does that look like as an athletic director and knowing that you've got to find new money elsewhere, but you're also having to look internally to try to find ways you can be more efficient? So what does that look like for you? And I assume you've begun the process already of making those internal cuts that you guys laid out in that release.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're in the budget process now for next year. And as a part of that, we've tasked our sports, our different programs and our internal units to look across their budgets and find ways where we can save. I don't feel like it's fair to, just continue to ask our fans and donors to support, every aspect of what we're doing. Obviously we know that's a huge part of it and couldn't ask for a better fan base and what they've done for us in the past and will do in the future, but we've got to do our part too. And, I feel like we run a pretty skinny operation, a pretty lean operation as it is, but there's always ways you can look at that in any business. You're going to assess that every single year of ways that you can run your business more efficiently. So we want to do that. Obviously we want to make sure that, the decisions we make don't affect the student athlete experience. I mean, that's the number one thing. And while we're in the business that we're in, is making sure that they have an opportunity to compete and win at the highest level, earn a great education, all of those things. But certainly, we've got to do our part internally. And, we're looking at anywhere from 5 to 10% cuts in some of our units and some of our programs.
We hear from fans all the time, not just your fans. I mean, this applies to everybody across the board, not even just college. A lot of pro fans saying the same thing, but especially college fans that say, I'm getting priced out. It's, tickets keep going up and up and up in most places. Parking's increasing. Cost of living in general is increasing. Now I have to donate to a collective. And it's just, I, as a fan, am getting priced out and I feel less and less important. We hear that statement and sentiment all the time from our listeners. What message do you have for those people that feel like they're getting priced out and accessed out of their favorite program?
Well, I don't think necessarily that they're wrong. I think that some of this is, it's unfortunate. I think that obviously we're all in for revenue sharing with our student athletes. I think they certainly deserve a piece of the pie. And I've said it many times, not a single person came to Oxford last year to watch me play football. They came to watch Trey and Jackson and JJ and, all the guys on the field. So they deserve a piece of it. But because of that, it does just create a giant math problem. When you're talking about budgets and trying to balance the budget and do the things you want to do, we could certainly decide we were going to go a different direction and try to be mediocre. We could, make those budget cuts 15, 20, 30%. And, when coaches have other opportunities, let them go to those other opportunities. But we've chosen that we want to compete. We want to win. We want to win at the highest level. And, I think our success has proven that we can do that. I do believe that, hopefully we're just getting started across the board. That's the decision we've made at Ole Miss, is to try to be competitive and win at a high level. And certainly, while unfortunate, the price of that poker continues to go up. So, again, we are very calculated. We spend a lot of time on decisions that we make and things that we ask our fans to do and those type of things. But, unfortunately, in the world that we're living in, if we want to compete at the highest level, and obviously we're in the best conference in the country, we're going to have to continue to raise some prices and do some things to help generate revenue.
The monetization, professional talker over here, of the Grove was something that was obviously talked about heavily by your fans. What went into that decision in particular to try to get some, you mentioned alternative revenue streams, using the Grove to do that?
Well, obviously the Grove is maybe the most unique thing about Oxford. It's something that that we have and we love and our fans have cherished for decades. And the last thing we would ever want to do was to change that experience. And you know, that bucket list, you know, moment that, that people have when they come to the Grove those 7 or 8 times a year. So as we made the decision to figure out a way to maybe go into the Grove and extract some value and do those type of things, we wanted to do it the right way. You know, obviously we feel like there's been money being made out there for a lot of years with our tent vendors and different things. And we certainly, you know, wanted them to still have that opportunity to do that. So we felt like the decision we made to, you know, add $100 per tent or $150 if you're, you know, individual game, that it was, you know, a method that was fair. And again, it's more money. I mean, you just kind of, that is what it is. But at the same time, we felt like it was the least intrusive that we could be and still try to, again, extract some value out of that. And you know, again, that money and the, you know, what we raise from there is going to go directly toward our operational budgets and making sure that we can put these great rosters on the field with the rep share and those type of things. So we hope that even though the number's going up maybe a little bit for your tent group, that you'll see that value and obviously enjoy, you know, success on the field, and it'll be worth it for everyone.
Well, what else are you exploring or is possibly coming down the pipe here? Have you sold the field yet? What's that looked like? Aside from selling the Grove, what else are you guys trying to work on to make up for the losses that the house settlement and revenue sharing has put onto your department?
Yeah, you know, Michael, we're looking at everything. Obviously, you mentioned the field. We have our MMR partner, Learfield, looking, you know, at that every single day. And we've gotten down the road on some conversations with companies on that and, you know, hope that we can have something there by the time the fall gets here. You know, we've looked at more concerts. You know, right now, we do not have a stadium concert booked for the spring, but we're looking for something potentially later in the summer. The pavilion, you know, we're looking to put more concerts and events in there as well. So, you know, I think really everything's on the table. You know, the jersey patches are another thing that has been talked about. We don't have approval on that yet, but there's a lot of value there once that happens. So, you know, and then just talking with the SEC about, you know, different opportunities there as we, you know, have the discussion about 8 or 9 conference games, you know, what the CFP could look like in the future. You know, we think there could be some revenue value add opportunities there too. So, you know, revenue is king, and we have those conversations every single day, but I think we've got some good options for that in the future.
Got less than a minute. I want to ask you about this. You mentioned the investment in trying to compete at the highest level in all sports. You're doing it in football. You're doing it in basketball. Obviously, the baseball investment's been there for a long time. Is this sustainable at Ole Miss? Can you compete financially at the highest level in all three of the major sports on your campus? Again, got about 40 seconds here.
Yeah, I think we absolutely can. And you know, again, a lot of credit goes to our chancellor. Dr. Boyce is a big proponent of athletics. He sees the value in athletics, and he's been very helpful there. And you know, it's been great partnering with him as we kind of been on this journey the last 5 years. But we absolutely can. And I think that, you know, you look across the board and not just the big three, but you know, number one in men's golf right now and other opportunities there. But, you know, if we're going to do it, we want to do it right. And, you know, we feel like we can sustain this success.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. The next time that you hear from him with this and this feed, my goal is for it to be a much longer form because there's still so much I wanted to talk with him about, especially when it comes to how they're going to distribute the money revenue-wise thing, and also about his programs, right? We didn't get to talk about Lane Kiffin literally at all. We didn't get to talk about football at all or anything like that. And just radio segments, short. Next time, the goal is to be much longer form. So looking forward to getting to talk to him again. But I thought that was really good and informative stuff there from Keith Carter. So we'll get to basketball and then some of your comments, and then we'll get you out of here on this Thursday. After I tell you, the podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. They're on Exit 40 in Brookhaven or online at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. And that's important because if you are in the market for a new vehicle, you don't need to just subject yourself to whatever is like right down the road from you. The car buying experience is stressful. It is a gigantic, big purchase. And you don't want to just buy a car from anyone. You want to do it with somebody that's going to take care of you and treat you like a person. That will happen at Toyota of Brookhaven. Check out their online inventory at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. And they have a great selection, new and used vehicles there. Use code Rebel Report, by the way, if you're shopping online, or just tell them that I sent you in person. $1,000 off any in-stock new Toyota. $1,000 on me if you buy a new Toyota through Toyota of Brookhaven. They have interest rates as low as 1.99%. for 48 months on all new in-stock Tundras. They have a service department, a highly rated service department, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. 7 p.m. is when they're open, so pretty convenient for your schedule. But the car buying experience is stressful. Reduce the stress by shopping with people that will actually care about you, and that is at Toyota of Brookhaven. Great service, great savings at Toyota of Brookhaven. They deliver. So Ole Miss loses to Auburn last night in basketball, and that in and of itself is not surprising or, frankly, really noteworthy. It's the best team in the country on the road. I mean, everybody loses at Auburn, right? That is a extremely difficult place to play. Ole Miss was a heavy underdog for a reason, and almost everybody's a heavy underdog there for a reason. They're a national championship contender. They are a very veteran team. All joking aside, I mean, they have the oldest roster in college basketball, and, I mean, they're just really good. They're well-coached, and they're really, really good. So losing that game in a vacuum is not that big of a deal, right? It's not a deal at all, really. But nothing happens in a vacuum. And Ole Miss, over the last couple of weeks at least, has played pretty poor basketball. And even though they didn't have a bad, quote-unquote, bad night offensively last night, as we've talked about at times before, even after the Vanderbilt game, offensively the ball sticks too much. There is very little off-ball movement. There's very little ball movement. You have a lot of isolation ball. You have selfish offense. But the thing that is really concerning to me is it seems like they've lost their identity. When they got off to the good start in conference play, when they went to Tuscaloosa and won, what was the conversation about? Suffocating, relentless defense. They were undersized. They had an issue on the block. They were getting out-rebounded. But especially around the perimeter, they played suffocating, relentless defense where they forced turnovers and they got into passing lanes and they made every possession difficult on their opponent, right? That it was fun to watch. And of course they were flawed, but they had that thing. They protected the basketball and they forced a lot of turnovers. And that defensive identity is gone at the moment. Auburn is great, but Auburn got way too many clean looks without having to do anything really difficult, both from the perimeter and at the basket. And Mississippi State, very similar, right? It looked way too easy for Mississippi State. And I know they're not a great matchup for Ole Miss, but something is wrong within the basketball program. What is it? I don't know, right? Maybe they're just losing games and it's that simple. I don't think it's that simple. I think that they have lost or forgotten about what their identity is, and they have two more days to figure it out because Saturday is vital. They're going to make the tournament. Joe Lunardi has them as a lock to make the tournament, but this is an Oklahoma team that lost a heartbreaker last night. They're likely out of it. At least it feels that way. They have really just completely collapsed in SEC play as Oklahoma. They've lost a bunch of games, absent Mississippi State, of all teams, lately. This is a game that they have to figure out a way to win. They have to recapture momentum. They have to recapture their identity, get off to a better start, play a little less selfish. They've got to recapture that because right now, if you're not concerned about the way they've played lately, I think you're doing it wrong. And if they can't get out of this funk, they're going to lose out, and they're going to lose in the first round of the SEC tournament, and they're going to lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament, and the season's going to be looked at very differently than it should be even to this point. So I don't know what it is. We were asked on the radio show today if it's Indiana distraction, and I think, I mean, I guess that's possible, but according to the reporting from people that cover Indiana, he's not the priority candidate there. So I don't know what's going on, but there's something amiss right now with their effort and intensity on defense because that's what led them to wins, and they're not doing that anymore. So we'll see Saturday. They've got to win that game. It's as close to a must win that, you know, won't cost them the tournament if they don't win it, as it can be. So we'll have to see. I'll read just a few of your comments, and then this will be a short one. I got to go, unfortunately. But We will do that after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. So if you're a Mississippi company and you need tech in the office, absms.com is the website. Tell them I sent you. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me at Advantage Business Systems. Also, Priority One Bank, they make you their priority. They got 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's very likely to be one in your backyard. They have local loan servicing and decision-making, so you don't need to hop on Zoom or talk to somebody out of state to get a loan, or if you have a loan through them, to have it serviced for whatever reason, because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. You say, wait, are we live with guests? That is something that I am going to try to add moving forward. As you can imagine, all of my focus, especially lately, now that Richard has moved over to the mornings on the political show and it's just Brian and I, the radio show is like, you know, what I get paid mostly to do during the day. Like that is what Super Talk pays me to do first, right, is the radio show. So that's gotten all of my attention, and I do this with whatever time that I have left in the day. But I am going to try to continue to enhance this podcast as best I can, whether it be incorporating segments from the radio show or bringing on guests that are independent just for this. Hey Dad does that, but he doesn't work half as hard as I do on the radio show during the day. So I'm kidding, but you know, also not. It's something that we're going to try to do, especially in the quote unquote off season, for sure. Was I the only one who thought they'd lose by 30? Wasn't surprised at all. No, the result's not surprising, but man, the way that they've played lately is most definitely disappointing. Saturday is really in must win territory. Yeah, because this team's better than last year's team, but last year's team collapsed down the stretch too. And if they lose Saturday, you've got to wonder what the hell's going on and how that has happened 2 years in a row. And I don't think it's unfair for people to wonder about the Indiana thing because, you know, Arkansas was a thing last year. And so is it that simple? I don't think so, but something's up. There's no doubt that something's up. Say hi to Toddy from Alabama. Good to see you, man. Good to see you. Last message, then we got to go, unfortunately. But it's a big spot for basketball, and baseball should probably sweep. Yes, you know, it's one of those series that you win three games and you move on. There's very little that we can learn this weekend, although I do think that a more regular lineup could start taking shape here pretty soon for this team. Maybe we'll start seeing some of that this weekend. And I want to see a couple of these bullpen arms in quote-unquote bigger spots. And I know that this weekend is not going to – or it shouldn't have any quote-unquote big spots in it. But I am curious to see if they start kind of ironing down a lineup with Federico leading off. I'm just a gigantic fan of that player. But also – There's a few guys that have played themselves into being everyday guys, and there's a few guys that are not producing enough to be everyday players. So I'm curious to see if they get a little bit more structured. Anyway, long story short, baseball should win three this weekend. If they don't, we'll talk about it. If they do, we'll also talk about it on Sunday. So sorry for the short podcast, but I have something personal that I have to attend to. And thank you guys for being here. So we'll be back on Sunday to talk about basketball, baseball, anything else, combine as well. Defensive lineman went today. We'll do all of that on Sunday. See you guys then Sunday at 8 o'clock. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Enjoy your basketball and your baseball. The rare Saturday where you get to do both. So go and enjoy yourself, and I'll talk about it with you guys on Sunday. See you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.